So we're gonna start now this share, the second share of this series. And I'd like to explain a few points. Might help us understand all these different machlokes that are going on and try to put things in perspective. So first I want to explain that it's in these different Atarim of Pesach Pesuch, which is Harabim, or Baal Beir, and so forth, you know, they're all Atarim, but there's no guarantees for anything. And generally speaking, in all these different Atarim, we'll see from the Gemara is also like that, it's not like we're condoning you to go ahead and do this. In other words, you know, do Pesach Pesuch, and it's 100% Mutter, and do Baal Beir, and it's 100% Mutter. We see, for example, the Gemara in Pei Aleph in Kedushin, where Rav and Rav Yehuda were walking, and Rav Yehuda and Rav said to Rav Yehuda, let's go. And they were walking in the open. It was like, Mamish Pesach Pesuch. It was Alu Urcha, the Gemara says. Okay, you could have Yichud also, if it's desolate and there's no people around. But he said, let's go away. There's Gehenim coming towards us. And Rav Yehuda said, what do you mean? You said two Ksheirim are okay, right? Work Sherem. And he answered him very cryptically that I never meant Sherem like us. I meant like, you mentioned someone else when we said the Gemara over there where they jumped into a fire and not to be Nichshol in the Chet of Znus. And over there then we said there was a Machloikis, the Rambam and the Ritva. Was he serious or was he just making Amius Chasidus? So we said the Rambam holds he was serious. There's no such thing as Adam Kosher nowadays. And the Ritva says, no, Avada, Adam Kosher doesn't mean like those people, anyone's a reputable person, you know, you're a Shemayim, he's called Adam Kosher, he was just Midas Chasidus. So we see over there that even though it was 100% Mutter, still we're not condoning it. We want to keep away from the situation. So it's not like we see from other halachas that if you do it, like you sit in a sukkah when it's raining, right? You nikra hedget, for example. Some things you're not supposed to make up your own halachas, you're not supposed to be more machmer than what the halach is. But over here you see not like that. In the countries, it says Rabbeinu Yoinu, when he brings down the heter of Pesach Pesuach, so Rabbeinu Yoinu explicitly states that even though we held that Pesach Pesuach means, which we learned last week, it means that the door is closed but it's unlocked, but then when he comes to Toiv Lizoher, Afilu B'Pesach Pesuach, he doesn't say Lizoher when it's just locked, when it's unlocked, but he says even if the door is wide open, right? You shouldn't do it. The Gemara says Pesach Pesuach is a heter. Again, we're not condoning a person has to use the seichel. Schor schor omer l'nazir. The Gemara says that means that a nazir should go around. He shouldn't come close to wine. That he should not even have any taiva to drink any wine. The Gemara learns out from there that a person should make a darim for himself. Also, we see by Devarah, according to the Marsham learns over there that what the Binyan Siyam brings down. You know, you want to bring a raya for the Rabbi Kivi Eger from the mice over there by Devarah. She sat under a tamar tree because it's very high up. She didn't sit in a regular tree because it's lower down. And the Rabbi Kivi Eger brings a, so you want the Ben Sim brings a raya for Rabbi Kivi Eger. You see that even though it's opened, still it's aser, right? So the Masham says there's no raya from over there. Miz Chasidus. She wanted to sit in a tree that was very high. Ben Sim himself says a different terrace, he says, because sometimes you have to tell everyone to leave. You have to be chayker v'dorish li'edim, and then no one's allowed in. And the Binyan Siyam says that if no one's allowed in, even if the door, he holds that the door doesn't have to be locked to be a heter or pesach pesuach. But if you tell no one to come in, like we said last week, Avada Binyan Siyam is also machmir. But over here, in this case, where she told them, everyone leave, it's like telling them no one come in. So then that's the karasar. But the Masham says, he slugs up their eyes. He says, no, it's Midas Chasidus. That she wanted to sit under a tamar tree where it's open, everyone's there. So there wouldn't have been any problem of sitting in a tree, which is not a tamar tree, Mikra Din. But again, Midas Chasidus is that we don't go ahead and put ourselves in situations where it could come as a nida. In the pamphlet itself, to bring down Minchas Yitzchak, I'm sorry, yes, Yichud. In the pamphlet itself, it's brought down the Minchas Yitzchak, brings down, he's very Eishel Lov against the women going to doctors, especially the young women, that they're very naive, and they're going to doctors and listening to whatever they tell them to do. And he's very, very against it. And he says in the Shuvas, if you read it through, he says that even though there are terim, and even though, which we'll speak about what the terim are, but he says, yeah, you can find coolness and this and that, but you shouldn't do it, it's not good to do it. He even dreams up his own heter, which is not really brought down in Shas, about going with another woman, even though the Gemara says two women are usher, but if you go with an older woman, he says, it's better. He brings some raya, an older woman is better. Even though we know it doesn't matter the age of the women, two women and one man is no good. But he says it makes it better because she's already malumid and she knows what the doctors are trying to do and she can, and they're more afraid of her. You know, that's the worst thing a Rav wants. When a woman call a meeting together about something they're upset about in the shul, don't worry, the Rav right away, he fixes it up before that meeting even comes. You don't want to deal with a bunch of women, right? So it's the same thing over here. He sent an older woman, she's tougher, this and that. She'll make sure things get done right. Even though there's no such heter in the Gemara, or whatever it is, but he's relying on all the other kulais that they have on anyway, and then we'll be able to... So you see again the same thing, that we don't look at chila, rely on these kulais, and also we see that the kulais aren't completely, how do you say it, completely a shmira either. Which we're going to go into, like, what are these all different shitas? Like we spoke about, okay, we'll get to that in a second. But it doesn't mean if you do these kulas, okay, you're completely shomer and you won't do anything wrong. First of all, the Trumas Edeshin says clearly that even if you have the heter of what we call Baila Be'ir, there's still kinyan stira. So you see from over here, you have mamish, the husband, outside the door. He gave kinyan to his wife. If she goes in there, she's also to him. What happened to Baila Be'ir? Baila Be'ir says she's not going to be Mizana at all, right? No, the Trumas Edeshin says it's not foolproof. I was looking for that word. It's not a foolproof thing. All these heterim are not foolproof. And if a person wants to do an Avera, he'll do an Avera. And over here, there was a Kinui already and so forth. But the fact that we have a heter, and maybe even Pesach Psuach also might be considered a Kinui as well. It's not a foolproof heter. So therefore, we want you to keep away from these kind of inyanim, and everyone should know in himself what to keep away from, because they're not mukhruch. So what is it exactly? What are these, where do these heterim come from, and what's it supposed to do? So we know, we spoke about last week, the machloikas, the Rajba and the Radvaz, that the Binyan Siyam brings down, that when it says the Pesach Psuach Rosh Hashanah in the Gemara is Lav Davka, doesn't mean Pesach Psuach Mamish. The door could be closed, it's also called Pesach Psuach. Either Gemara says the words Pesach Psuach, that's covering you in all situations, and that's for sure mutter, because you could see inside. But the Maisa, it doesn't have to be Mamish Pesach Psuach. That's one shita. That was the Radvaz and the Rajman, the Ben Sin went that shita. The Beis Meir, Henry B. Kivager, held no, Mamish has to be opened. And they learned that the open means that you can see inside. See, Mamish, you can see inside. So you would think that's the best, right? You can see inside. The Ben Sin is one darga less, okay? And he says that you don't have to have the able to see inside, but it closed is also good enough. But as long as it's not locked, it's okay. But again, like I said, these things are not mukhruch. It's just the fact that it's a mirsas that it could come in, it's okay. Because this is the third shita, because the Binyan Sion, when he said his shita, he said that you have to be able to come in. In other words, if let's say you're given strict instructions not to go in, it's not going to help. The door being closed and not locked is not going to help. The Chazon Ish is the most cool of Dikashita, interesting enough, and he holds that as even the door closed, it's not yichud, and if a person could walk in, it's not yichud, and even if it's on a different level in the house, it's also not yichud, because he holds, as long as there's a mirsas, like we saw in the famous lashon, he said, but nowadays you have to knock. You have to knock. He said, no, there's always going to be that para adam that's going to walk in. You know, that's going to walk in.
So how likely is that? How many para adam?
That's what the Chazon Ish says. As long as there's a para adam, they'll walk in. I could be guilty of that myself. Last week, a person asked me to deliver a pair of tefillin to their house, and I came by the house, and no one answered the door. So they're expecting me, and so I felt a little bit like, and the person was in the hospital and he needed it. So I was by the way they enter the house is through the back. It was a sliding door. So I figured I'll just open the sliding door. I'll put it on the table and I'll leave. So I opened the sliding door. All of a sudden, when I opened the sliding door, someone finally came to the to the room. So I was a little guilty of that peril as a result.
My question is,
it's
we're not choshish for the need. Para
Adam
is a
meat. So let me explain that. So that's what I'm going to explain right now. So all these things are really, you know, like Rabbi Baruch is asking, like, it's just a meat, right? So the way I want to explain it is like this. And there's one more thing I want to say. I saw this week in a Vort a little bit from the Kli Yoker. The Kli Yoker asked the Kasha, what's the whole, it's a little negeya over here, what we're talking about, by Paraduma. He says, how does Paraduma work? L'chayrat matar satameh, matami satayim. He basically has the aside that you know, that opposites are the ones that affect each other. The same doesn't affect, opposites affect. The Afer is tameh, the water is tahar. The Afer is like the Paraduma that comes connected to the Egel, that's tameh. And the water is tahar, so the water that goes together with the Afer, the shayrish atuma, works against the tuma, and therefore it makes the person tahar. The other person, who's already tar, he gets affected by the afer, which is tameh, and he, because the opposites affect the opposites, they don't affect the same. That's how his yisoid, and he brings down from the Akedah that the same thing when it comes to refuah. Someone who's sick has to take a medicine. For him, it's good; it'll work. Person who's not sick has to take that medicine. For him, it's going to damage. Right? That's how it works. That's the tevi, he says in the nature. So he says the same thing when it comes to tshuva. It's an interesting lashon. He says, "B'makom shabai tshuva aimdim ein afil sadig libur aimdim." He says, "What's the pshat?" He says, because when a person does tshuva, to do an emes tikkun tshuva, you have to, a person has to really feel that he's holding by this. But he has to, let's say he was nichshol in znus, he has to go to the same makom, and he has to be holding in the same age. He has to say the same isha. He has to be in the same makom. This is his lashon. The same makom miyuchad, the same yichud, right? And there and then, he's not over the Avera, that's a sign that he did tshuva. So he says, no, he said that's how a person should put himself in a situation to do emes tikkun tshuva. But he says a tzaddik shouldn't do that. Why? Because a tzaddik is not to put himself in a makom sign. But the person who was over the Avera, he should do that. That's what he says, lost over there. That's what it means. The makom shebal tshuva aimdim, where the bal tshuva stand, where they're mechuyev to put themselves into the situation again, because it's the Bashan will give him a siyat to the shmai, whatever it is, but that's the chelik of his tshuva. That's like the medicine they asked to take. So for him, it's good. But for the tzaddik, afil tzaddikim ein aimdim, they shouldn't stand in that place, because for them, it'll be an issa yichud. So the question is, what's going on over here? He's a Baal Tshuva, right? He's doing Tshuva. He also can't do Yichud. So why are you telling this Baal Tshuva to do Yichud? If you look over Pasuk Chaf Aleph in the Kli Yoker, Imam says it. He says the Baal Tshuva should go into Yichud, but the Tzaddik shouldn't go into Yichud. But Maisi, he's a Baal Tshuva, he also has a Nesi Yichud. So Al Korchach, you have to say that what he means to say is that Avadi's going into Yichud, but he has all the Aterim. He has Pesach Masuch Mishnah, he has Baal Be'ir, he has the Aterim. So that's the kind of yichud we're talking about. But then Mamarshach, if we're talking about that kind of yichud, so what's the tshuva? So what's the tshuva? It's not the same. Before Imamish went into Seisir, Imamish went into hiding. And here he's going into a heter dika yichud. The Teretz is like we're saying. If a person wants to do, you know what they say, locks are not made for ganavim, right? Locks are made for basically honest people. Now, a guy who wants to get in, lock or no lock. Exactly. So we say in Chazal, that's enough of a tshuva. You know, he has the term of Yichud, he has Pesach Psuach, he has Baal Biram, but like we said, there's a din stira also by Kinui when it comes to Eishes Ish. There's a din stira also even in a place where you have Baal Biram. Here also, if he's really not doing tshuva, then he'll be nichshol in the chet over here as well. And if he's not, and if he has an emes tikkun tshuva, so hitaka won't be. So we're just coming to prove that point. The proof point is that all these things, there's a makam to be machmir as much as you feel in your what you need to do. I remember I had once a doctor. So there was a certain nakuda I had to go to a doctor for. It was a lady doctor, but she was becoming too like personal. It's like too like whatever personal, and I sensed. that there was something going on. I just stopped going to her. Was there an Isser involved? Was there any kind of... No, there was no Isser. But everyone has to know in themselves, okay? Schar, schar, amr l'nazir. You have to use your own seichel when it comes to these inyanim, not to become too influenced and too involved with it. And if you feel that it's affecting you, you have to stop. You have to be pirish, and that's it. And that includes all the terim. Also, with all the terim, you can have all the terim, everything like that, like I said, from the Ben Yoina, or from the Morin Kedushin, or from the Devaira, according to Marsham, there's a Midas Chasidus, not to get involved, and you don't get involved. But Lamaisa, there are heterim. What are the heterim for? When they're needed. There are times that's needed. I remember that by my in-laws. So the Bubby was staying there, the Sofia Meha, and she needed people to take care of her. But there was a problem of Yichud because of my Shver, right? My mother-in-law was home a lot of the time, but still created a problem. So we'll get into that soon, what the term in that case. But that's like a makom tzarech, okay? And you got to find a heter, or else you're going to be what to call.
Only when it's necessary.
Yeah, no, it's necessary. Otherwise, you don't. Or let's say it's a parnasa issue, and this is a parnasa, so you have to work it out in a way that's going to be mutter. So good, so we have these heterim of Baal Abir, of Pesach Pesuch Rishus Harabim, but what exactly, and that seems to be like the biggest heter, Pesach Pesuch Rishus Harabim, right? That's like the biggest heter. And we have so many different opinions about it as well in this heter. Some people say, Doris Imamish opened. Some people say, Doris closed, it's also good as long as you can go in. Some people say that even if the door is closed, that's good, it's okay, but if you're on the second floor, right, and you have to go upstairs, and this and that, no, Mechlal is no shaykhus. Some people say that that's also good, right? So like I said, the Chazanis said, basically he was the most mekeldik, even on the second floor, and there's the pshat is that somebody could come in, that creates a mirsus. So Rikiv Eger and the Beis Mir is most machmer, right? The Bin Sin is like a mil shita that they have to be able to walk in, otherwise if they're not able to, it's not going to work out. And the Chaznish is the most mekel. So how does this all come about? Like where is it all coming from, and why, and how does he know to be mekel? If you go through the countries, you'll see the Sidrei Tyra and the Beis Halevi. They're like very machmer on all these things, very, very machmer. And all these nekudas. I didn't go through every single step. They have like 10 different tanoyim. Where are you? Downstairs, upstairs, this and that. So how do you understand this, the whole thing? So what I think is like this. The Mekor for Hilchas Yichud is learned out from the Gemara in Kedushin. And over there, is brought down in Ben Yoyin as well. And he even says it. It's not my Kiddush. He says it also. He just doesn't say the whole thing. He says, Ve'ezu Yichud. What's considered yichud? Sogur b'mafteach or b'manel. He goes with the sheet like the Rashba, so it's two Rishonim really, and the Radvaz, so it's three. Sogur, it's closed with a key, or b'manel. That's yichud. So it has to be with a key, has to be with a lock. That's considered yichud. What?
A bolt.
Right. Zel yichud amr b'tayra, and he brings down the pasuk. Yisischa chicha b'animecha v'gaymer. That's what Ben Yonah says. V'gaymer. If you look at the end of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk says, "Asher kinafshecha b'seiser." They're in hiding. Now the Gemara doesn't bring down these words "b'seiser" in hiding, but I think that's what the Rebbe Yoina is alluding to. The pasuk is really discussing somebody who's trying to convince someone to do avodah zarah, and it's talked about over there. Your ben imecha comes to you, your chicha mi ben imecha, your brother from your son of your mother comes to you, is trying to convince you to do avodah zarah. And where is he doing this? Baseser. He knows he's not going to be able to do it openly. People are going to make a mecha, so he does it baseser. He does it hiddenly. But in this pasuk, which is a remez, we're learning out that, what do you mean? Is a chicha mi ben imecha, not ben avich? What's it teaching me? Okay, so we have like a shtickle drasha, which is a remez, which is not talking about it at all. That, okay, we're talking about that only the son could do yichud with the mother, that's mutter, but with a different woman, it's aser. That's ben imecha. So it's a remez in the pasuk. But in this pasuk, it says the word baseser. So I think that the fact that the Rabban Shalom put the Yisoid of Yichud in this pasuk, you have to fulfill all the words in the pasuk. And one of the words of the pasuk is Baseser. has to be in hidden. And that's where all now the shilas come up. What's called baseser? What's called in hidden? Now there's one more yesoid you have to know before we explain this, is that where the Torah is nistam and doesn't tell us all the facts, it was given over to the Chachamim to decide the facts. We have that example, for example, by the Malachas of Chalamoid, right? It doesn't say clearly if you hold that it's also Minotaur, it's Malachas Rishonim, but if it's Minotaur, but it didn't say clearly which Malachas are also, which Malachas are Mutter. And therefore, it was given the right to the Chachamim, the same thing with the Inuyim, on Yom Kippur, right? If you hold that the Inuyim is Minotaur, it's also Malachas, except for eating, whatever, but if you hold it's Minotaur, but it doesn't say exactly in the Torah which Inuyim are also. So it was given to the Chachamim, on Yom Kippur, to decide which Inuyim are also, which are Minotaur. Whenever the Torah doesn't give you a definite explanation to define what we need defined, it's given over to the Chacham to decide what is the definition of what the Torah is talking about. So what is Baseser? Okay? What is constitutes the words Baseser in the Torah, in hidden? And that's where it comes into the big machlokes over here. The Rashba holds Baseser means that there's no mirsas. Now there's two ways of learning this. The Das Kedoshim clears this. Are you going into every aspect of chash, of that this person could do this or not? Is that how you're working? Mm-hmm. And therefore you have to say, well, if the door's closed, he could hear the door being opened. And if he hears the door being opened, he could right away run away and you won't find him. Or even if the door is open, but if I go into a corner, right, and then he won't be able to see me. So maybe even the door being open is no good. I have to stand right in front of the door. I mean, there's English, and if you hold that's the possibilities, then if there's a chutzner between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and between the where they are, well, he'll hear the guy coming, and he'll be able to be pirish right away, and no one's going to see. He won't get caught. So again, or do you go light plug in all these inyanim? In other words, light plug means that basically there's a mirsas, basically there's some fear over here that he's going to have in his heart to do something. Yes, if he wants to do it, he'll do it. A lock was only given for honest people, not for ganavim, right? But there's some mirsas here that you can mekayim the word baseser, so that will take away the deraisa of hilchas yichud. And that's basically the question over here, how much the Chazon Ish was on the extreme point, and then they say over, I saw in the shul from Moshe, Rav Moshe is even the most. Even if the door is completely locked, Rav Moshe holds as long as a person will knock on the door, that's already Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Arambim, and that'll save him from Yichud. Because Rav Moshe holds, that already takes away the Baseser of the Pasuk. It's not Baseser anymore. He's nervous, someone's going to knock, I'm going to answer the door, and I'm going to feel pressured to answer the door. The Chazon Ish says, no, that might not be good enough. It has to be someone that can walk in. Lock is not good enough. The Binyan Siyan says, no, it has to be even more. It has to be that you have permission to walk in. It's not just that the door is closed and it's unlocked, but you have permission to walk in. And then the Rabbi Kivager and the Beis Meir says, no, mamish to be baseser, it mamish has to be a door that's locked. It has to be even a door that's closed and not locked. That's also called baseser. So basically, like, it was given over to the Chachamim to decide, and it could be in every generation. In every generation, it could be different. And it could be that what Moshe held in that generation maybe won't apply in this generation. Rabbi Baruch was telling me that nowadays it's much more serious that we have stories and things that go on, right? So maybe, an immoral society. And if you look in the Milchas Yitzchak, also he speaks Barichas on this thing, as how so many stories are coming up. And yeah, in the climate, maybe it changes. Maybe even Rav Moshe would hold nowadays, just knocking on the door is not good enough. So it's very hard to say, you know, to take a previous Pesach and to say, well, he held that was Mutter, so it applies nowadays also. Maybe you could. This needs Das Yashar to be able to decide. But I'm just trying to explain, how do you have, like, from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum on all these different heterim and so forth? And the answer is, it was given over to the Chacham. The Torah says very little about it. All the Torah says, Seser. And, of course, even the Chacham understood with all the coolers and everything, it's not foolproof anyway. It's not foolproof. You can always do something. That's what Das Kedoshim says. You can always do something. So, therefore, the question over here is, how much are we just going to take away the Seser to make some mirsas that will take away Seser, to give you the heter of Yichud in the Torah? So, okay, then we discussed over here in the Kuntz about Lila. If it's Pesach B'Shus Rosh Hashanah, most, but even that, the Das Klesh has a tzad to say, even Lila's mutter. Nobody's in the Rishus. Loi plug, same thing. Loi plug, I'm not going to start making cheshbainis. How many times am I going to walk in? Or are there any people on the street? But that itself is like Mesupik. And we hold, like the Be'er Hetiv says, that he brings down 1.5 hour into the night. You have the Heter of Pesach Pesuach. But they bring down from the Chazon Ish till 10 at night. Till 10 at night, you have the Heter of Pesach Pesuach. But then they bring down on page... a different heter, which is a gevaldig heter on page Chof Dal and Chof Hei. And over there it says that Elamatir and Sora, according to those sheets that hold it, the door is not locked. It's okay. But that Hua then helps, and it comes from the Dairim Sharim, from the Shabina Rav, that if a guy has a key, if the family has a key to get in, so they could, what you call it, they could, they could go in. So that's considered Pesach Pesuach, and that's it. And he said, normally she came Pesach Manach HaZanish L'maisa like that, so that's a big heter. So if let's say you have the situation that we said, and I remember this, I called up Cleveland at the time, to figure out what to do, and my grandmother was living together, so usually my shviger was there all the time, but sometimes she stepped out or she had to go out of town, or whatever it was. So this heter he gave, Rabbi Hirschfeld, or Baruch Hirschfeld, remember, give someone a key, a neighbor, and they could go in anytime. But you have to, he says over here that it's important, and I think he said this too, they have to be able to come in anytime, and he also says they have to do it, right? He says that, same thing. But he does say l'chayre that you have to be careful about this heter, because he says so he gives this clause. He said they have to come in kamapon b'yom and b'layla, right, to make this heter work. And he also says that it should be that the people that are coming in should themselves be able to save yichud. Because two men and one woman will save yichud, but two women and one man won't save yichud. So if let's say my shver, right, let's say my shver is home and my grandmother was there, so it's not going to help to give it to a lady neighbor that's going to come in, because that's not, or you want to, let's say, have kids come in, it has to be a za kid that's not iser yichud, but it's good enough to be a shomer. So you got to work it out that they themselves that are coming in could be considered shomer. Mm-hmm. But he says they have to actually come in. He says a few times. And he said, Belaila, bilan shivakish mishnayim mishchenim shikon. Because at nighttime you need two. You need three, right? Besides the person, you need two more men, right? So it has to be two people that have to be able to walk in. So because it's a heter, but Lefizai says, according to this, there's an Eitzah by, let's say, on babysitters. People don't realize this, but babysitters can be a really big problem when it comes to Yichud. Let's say you have a boy over nine, or let's say a girl over three, and you want to get a boy babysitter, right? So it's a big problem. It can be Yichud Gomer, okay? So he says in this situation also, let's do the same thing. Give a key to a Shochen, and it should be in a case where the shochen comes in, there won't be yichud, and that will permit you to go ahead and to do it. So, b'derech klal, what I'm familiar with, I don't need to speak to Rabbi Ostroff, but through all my just experience in this whole thing, it seems even though there are machmirim a lot, but every situation is different, and it all depends on the situation, how much of a tzarek it is, and so forth. And so that's why b'derek klal, if you can get out of it, you should try to get out of it. But if there's a tzarek involved, then you can rely on these atayim. And it seems that we do rely on the heter of door being closed without locked. We got with the heter of pesach psul, which is a rabbim, that a lot of times I've never heard of people like being machmer. Again, if you want to be machmer, matav v'naim. But I've never, that heter seems to